Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is November 4th, Wednesday. Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news. Now it's time to mention the unofficial results of the Hardy County 2020 general election. This is the poll results for the Hardy County election and those precincts, last updated 8:30 p.m. last night. The election was November 3rd. All precincts are reporting 12 out of 12, with election day and early votes completely reported, but vote by mail is still partially reported. Registered voters, 13,117, with 8,548 ballots cast so far. Voter turnout, 65.17%. For president and vice president, out of 8,493 votes, leading is President Trump, 72.06%. Representative in Congress, District 17, out of 8,318 votes, is Greg Stubbe, with 69.34% of the vote. State Representative, District 56, out of 8,301 votes, is Melanie Bell, 74.12%. Sheriff of Hardy County, out of 8,382 votes, is Vincent Vent Crawford, 56.74%. And the Supervisor of Elections, 8,307 votes total. And the victor for that is Diane Smith with 51.60% of the vote. Do keep in mind, these are the unofficial results. These are from Election Day and early votes, but vote by mail has been partially reported. Those are not complete yet. So congratulations, everyone, and we will provide you with the official results as soon as they're available. Text to 911 is now available in Hardy County, which gives individuals the ability to make an emergency call via text message. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office text to 911 installation process initially began in November of 2018 and was finalized last week, October 2020. If you must text 911, please keep messages brief. Text the location, nature of emergency, and your name. Avoid slang and abbreviations. Don't text and drive. And avoid text lingo. Information can be misinterpreted. So please use regular words, no abbreviations, or anything to make texting faster. The Polk County Sheriff's Office needs your help in capturing two armed robbery suspects in Lakeland. Around 8 p.m. on Sunday, November 1st, two unknown male suspects approached the clerk at the Beverage Castle on Pipkin Road West, forcing her behind the counter at gunpoint and demanding money from the register. If anyone has information about this robbery, they are urged to contact Detective Grant at 863-298-6914. Or to remain anonymous, contact Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477, or dial **TIPS from your cell phone. You can also visit the website heartlandcrimestoppers.com, click on Submit a Tip, or download the free P3 Tips app on your smartphone or tablet. Your local events, the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m., located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. They will also host the Wauchula Wine Walk at Mary Market at the Wauchula Historic Train Depot on Friday, November 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. Early registration for $20 and sponsorships are now available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. TKC Holdings in Avon Park is looking for a food service worker. You must have a high school diploma or GED and no prior food experience is necessary. Residence Inn by Marriott in Sebring is looking for a part-time laundry attendant. English fluency and 1 year of cleaning experience is preferred. Other physical demands are required. And the City of Fort Meade is looking for a parks maintenance worker. A high school diploma or GED, valid CDL driver's license, and experience with landscaping and/or grounds maintenance is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will be right back.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expected delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated 9:50 a.m. Eastern Time. Weather clear, temperature 75 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point 57.2 degrees Fahrenheit. Relative humidity 54%. Winds northeast at 9.2 miles an hour. The visibility 10 miles, then the altimeter at 30.28 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last update 11:46 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes this afternoon, mostly sunny and windy, highs around 80, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 20%. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In light of ongoing developments with COVID-19 and thoughtful discussions among National Potato Council's Executive Committee, it's been decided Potato Expo 2021 will be a virtual experience online. The expo will take place January 5th through the 7th, and the NPC believes the move is the safest approach for the well-being of attendees, their families, farmers, and colleagues. Registration is open by visiting potato-expo.com. Restaurant closures due to the pandemic brought major hurt to the lemon business, marketers say, and improved sales at grocery stores have only partially compensated for the losses. Farmers and marketers say lemon sales to food service customers have improved somewhat since dropping sharply in the spring, and shoppers are buying more. But people in the lemon business say farmers have seen their incomes drop significantly. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Marty Smith pulled few punches in rejecting an invitation to participate in two Florida producer meetings last week. AgriMarketing.com reports Smith said NCBA will not participate in events with organizations litigating against NCBA or the Beef Checkoff. Or, he stresses, those lending a voice to anti-ag activists like former Humane Society lobbyist Marty Irby, current executive director of the Animal Wellness Action and board member of the Organization for Competitive Markets, a group he says is a front for animal rights activists attempting to dismantle ag from the inside.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The USDA is making changes to the National Poultry Improvement Plan. The plan helps the nation's poultry industry with biosecurity surveillance. Here's the National Poultry Improvement Plan Senior Coordinator, Elena Benke.
The National Poultry Improvement Plan is a cooperative program between the federal government, the states, and the industry, where those groups come together and collaborate in order to produce new diagnostic technology for the improvement of poultry and poultry products throughout the country. We are an 85-year-old organization, and we have really stood the test of time. We've had many successes, the first of which was the eradication of Pallorum typhoid back in the 1930s.
Benke says there are a total of 20 new changes going into effect today, November 4th.
The three biggest ones include the addition of the Newcastle Disease Clean Program, the creation of a brand new Subpart J, which is really specific to the game bird industry, and clarifications of the regulations on low pathogenic avian influenza indemnity and compensation.
For more information on the USDA's National Poultry Improvement Plan, visit their website, www.poultryimprovement.org.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite continuing uncertainty over the outcome of the presidential election, Wall Street opened higher this morning. The key average is sharply higher at mid-morning. Shares of Uber and Lyft are surging after California voters approved Proposition 22, allowing drivers for the ride-hailing services to remain classified as independent contractors able to set their own hours instead of becoming employees eligible for benefits and job protections. German automaker BMW had a good third quarter, with net profit rising 17% to $2.2 billion. Brisk business in China helped BMW's bottom line. Payroll processor ADP reports American employers added 365,000 jobs last month. Payrolls grew the most in the services sector, where employers added 348,000 jobs. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Denver Broncos say general manager John Elway has tested positive for COVID-19. Just months ago, the Hall of Fame quarterback was asked about his thoughts on the coronavirus outbreak.
It's different. You know, I think that everybody realized it in everybody's daily life, how much different it is. And so, you know, I think the ultimate thing that we have to do, though, is deal with it and accept it and accept that's the way it's going to be. And as a football team, understand that times are different. And we're going to live by different rules, and how we go about our daily business is going to totally change.
Team President Joe Ellis also tested positive. The Broncos say both Elway and Ellis are experiencing mild symptoms and will work from home in self-isolation. The team said no players or coaches came into close contact with either Elway or Ellis recently. The Broncos have had three assistant coaches go under the league's COVID-19 protocols. This is SRN Sports. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially activated Antonio Brown from the suspended list Tuesday. Coach Bruce Arians said that Brown will have a role in Sunday night's game against the New Orleans Saints. When asked how he will handle the explosive wide receiver, Arians responded,
He has to handle his own business off the field. On the field, find your role, accept it, embrace it, and make sure you're making the right plays, and we'll get you the ball.
Arians said he'll have his role. It could be 10 plays. It could be 35 plays. We'll have to wait and see. The Dallas Cowboys have placed quarterback Andy Dalton on the reserve COVID-19 list on Tuesday, keeping him out of a second straight game after he was sidelined by a concussion. Dalton will be the first Dallas player to go on the COVID-19 list since before the season. Rookie Bentinucci started in a loss to Philadelphia last week. Garrett Gilbert served as the number two quarterback last week, and the Cowboys added Cooper Rush to the practice squad this week. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula. Your motivational quote for the day: my intention is to live forever. So far, so good. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.